You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Holy smokes, I don't know whether I'd call it a scorcher, but man, there's a lot of moisture in the air and it's hot, and I want to know if it's going to stay that way, Don.
Well, it really is muggy, and that's one thing a lot of folks are commenting about is, yeah, we're used to summer heat, but we're looking at a lot of humidity coming underneath this big area of high pressure that's spreading heat all across a large part of the country. You got to go all the way into the Pacific Northwest before you can find a place in the country that's actually going to be slightly below normal temperature-wise. The rest of the nation going to go through the hottest week to 10 days of the summer so far. This big ridge of high pressure is also circulating around it, a lot of subtropical moisture that's leading to that higher relative humidity around the backside of it. What we're seeing, Todd, is a pattern which we've seen before as we get into the middle to the end of July, where we get this area high pressure that normally does set up, and then it's going to make it hot, but it doesn't look like it's the type of high pressure system that's going to be able to anchor itself and stay put for the rest of the summer season. It's going to get beat down by a series of systems moving across the U.S.-Canadian border. One of those will move in late this weekend and early next week. And then about 5 or 6 days later, another one will come on through. So the high will expand and contract, but it doesn't look like we've got a permanent heat wave, but certainly episodes of normal summer heat. And with that will be occasional chances for showers and thunderstorms with these frontal systems coming through. And that's going to keep us from drying out as well.
Who suffers the highest heat?
I would say at least here in the coming days, the heat is going to really be centered across the south central and west central areas of the U.S. in terms of relative to normal, from the Dakotas south through Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, and across the lower Mississippi Valley into the southeast United States. Relative to normal, that will be the hot spot. But everybody east of the Rockies is going to be above normal temperature-wise for another week.
And does it stick around? Is this the beginning of something really bad for the rest of the summer, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I think we'll see this high pressure grow, get beaten down again. So there are more episodes of heat coming, but not persistent heat in terms of this setting up shop and sticking around for the rest of the summer. But certainly, we're getting into the next 4 to 5 weeks of the hottest summer weather, and this is exactly what we're going to see. This is exactly when we should expect it. Same time, though, don't think we're going to end up breaking any records.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.